It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelaw. As we continue on this morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Hannah Holma, who is program director, and Janine Frazier, who is executive director at the Women's Center in Marquette. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for coming in today, because you are doing a series of events, the Women's Center is, for the month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. These are programs for Marquette and Alger counties, and one of the big ones coming up is Denim Day Awareness Walk. It's coming up on April 17th, and it's in Marquette. What is this event? What is the Denim Day Awareness Walk all about?
Yeah, so really our goal is to stand with survivors in solidarity. So denim is used as, or known as, a nationwide way to stand in solidarity. And it's based off of something called the Jeans Defense, which is a case that came out of the Italian Supreme Court, where a defendant stated that the victim was wearing tight jeans, so they must have helped take them off, implying consent. Mm. So this really, you know, raised an uproar across the world. So this is a way where you can stand in solidarity, wear denim. And our goal for this walk is to have people come, they can wear denim, they can bring signs, and stand in solidarity with survivors.
So what's happening again, when and where? The 17th, but it gets going in the later afternoon. What's going on?
Yep. So at 4 p.m., we're going to be meeting at Harlow Park, and then we'll be doing an awareness walk down to the Commons. When we get to the Commons, we'll have a few speakers, and we're actually going to have some music by the Make Believe Spurs, and we're really just going to look for community and supporting one another.
Women's Center Executive Director Janine Frazier is also in the studio with us here this morning. Tell me a little bit about how this event fits in what you do with the Women's Center.
Right. So Sexual Assault Awareness Month is in April, and it's a big month for us because it gives us an opportunity to really spread that awareness and make sure that our community knows that, you know, we really support survivors. We are here to advocate for them, but also that our community holds perpetrators accountable. So any way that we can raise that awareness, whether it's on social media, holding the events that we have planned, like Denim Day on April 17th, for that walk, and also, you know, in your businesses, you can do Denim Day, where you can just wear denim and take a picture of your team, send it to us, post it on social media to show our community that you support survivors.
Now, one of the things also is this is in the midst of actually, a couple of days of activities mm-hmm. tied into the month of April. We continue in the studio with Hannah Holma, who is program director, and Janine Frazier, executive director at the Women's Center in Marquette. The month of April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. They have the Denim Day Awareness Walk coming up on the 17th, and an opportunity, Hannah, to enjoy something very near and dear to us here on the morning show, coffee, and the annual coffee crawl. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so it is the 8th annual coffee crawl, and it's put on by NMUPRSSA, and you get these little cards and stamps, and you get to check out all the local coffee shops. Marquette's known for our coffee scene, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they approached us many years ago about having this be a fundraiser for the organization. So a right. way that the students can give back to the Women's Center.
And there's a punch card and things like that, because I know we've talked with them before yeah. about this, but it is a ticketed event.
It is a ticketed event, yep. So you can get the tickets on the NMU ticketing website, mm-hmm. And there's different time slots that you can pick of when to attend.
Right, because there's a lot of folks that take part in this, which is good. And Janine Frazier, the executive director, this is going to be cool when you have these community-type things going on with your coffee shops, your places, and everybody that want to support Women's Center activities and events and services that you provide. What's it like for you as executive director to just see this kind of come to fruition with the community?
Oh, well, you know, we're here for the community. Our organization is made by the community for the community. So any way that we can get out there, make sure that people know that we are available 24/7. We have a support line that is open all the time. Any way that we can make sure that survivors or anybody that might need our services knows how to get a hold of us is really important for us. So all of these events really surround that, just that awareness and that visibility so people know about us.
So here is the deal now. You've got this coffee crawl coming up on the 18th and the Denim Day Awareness Walk on the 17th. Hannah, recap that walk for us again, and then how also people can find out more information about how you guys or what you guys do over at Women's Center.
Yep, so Denim Day Walk is on April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m., starting out at Harlow Park and ending at the Commons, where we'll have a brief speakers and some music. To find out more information about programs and services, you can visit our Facebook page, Women's Center, or our website, which is wcmqt.org.
That is Hannah Holma, Program Director, Janine Frazier, Executive Director with the Women's Center in Marquette. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.